This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The U.S. military announced in a statement today that 4 Marines were killed yesterday west of Baghdad. 3 other soldiers were killed in and around the capital. To the south, in Nasiriyah, gun battles erupted today between Italian forces and militiamen loyal to radical Muslim cleric Muqtada Sadr. Yesterday, U.S. officials declared Sadr an outlaw and confirmed that a warrant had been issued for his arrest. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Baghdad.
American officials in Baghdad said the warrant for Muqtada Sadr's arrest was issued in connection with the murder of a rival Shiite cleric in this same mosque a year ago. But they wouldn't explain why the warrant was being announced now, months after it had secretly been drawn up, nor would they say why they had not acted earlier. But the coordinated uprisings orchestrated by Sadr's armed militia have led to the heaviest fighting since nearly a year ago. Sadr has clearly pushed the U.S. to take actions it had hoped to avoid. U.S. spokesman Dan Senor would not say when Sadr would be detained, adding there will be no advance warning. A crackdown on Sadr and his followers could prove to be one of the riskiest tasks the military has faced. Keeping the support, or at least the acquiescence, of Iraq's Shiite majority has been a long-standing priority for the Bush administration. U.S. officials have long debated how to deal with Sadr, juggling the need to control him with fears his arrest could turn him into a martyr and create a Shiite backlash. The young cleric has responded defiantly, saying he would welcome a showdown with the American forces he has pledged to drive out of Iraq. Sadr's father, a famous charismatic Ayatollah, was killed in 1999 along with Sadr's 2 older brothers. That left Muqtada Sadr, now 31, the leader of the family and heir to his father's legacy. Though not a top cleric, he has a devoted following, especially among the poor and disenfranchised. While other Shiite clerics have pressed for moderation, Sadr has openly rejected the U.S. occupation, demanding a more extreme interpretation of Islam. He emerged quickly after the U.S. invaded Iraq, organizing in the poor Shiite neighborhoods of Iraq. His militia, black-shirted thugs who have a reputation for intimidation and death threats, has grown to as many as tens of thousands. The confrontation with the U.S. exploded when the U.S.-led occupation administration closed Sadr's newspaper and detained a top aide. In his Friday sermon, Sadr appeared to call for attacks on U.S. forces, crossing a line he had carefully avoided. The resulting confrontations across Iraq have resulted in gun battles and scores of dead. In many cases, U.S.-trained Iraqi police have abandoned their posts, leaving Sadr's militiamen in control. Just as the U.S. has appeared loath to confront Sadr head-on, the Shiite establishment has been uneasy about taking Sadr on. The most revered Shiite cleric, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, adopted some of Sadr's message, hoping perhaps to steal his thunder. In recent months, Sistani has become more assertive in his demands for elections and changes in the U.S.-backed interim constitution. And Sistani continues to walk a fine line in this latest crisis. While his aides have urged negotiations, not violence, they have also said Sadr's cause is justified. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.